All right, here we go. You know, I'm 100% sure I've just divined, finally, the mother of all secrets. And what I'm going to have to do now, because it's so intricate, is I'm going to have to start the process of laying out literally the characters, the symbols, and the words that are all associated with this massive secret. And to me, if you read Madame Blavatsky's book on ISIS Unveiled, well, actually, don't read it. You'll just be wasting your time getting indoctrinated. But there's the first statement, which actually comes from one of the ancient texts. And it talks about how it literally states that I am ISIS, I think the quote goes, and no one has ever lifted my veil. And what that literally means is that nobody has ever been able to crack the secret, to crack the code behind this entity, what's controlling the reality. And the reason why you can see that in the symbolism, because some people may see that whole ISIS thing now as either the goddess of Egypt, some people may see it now as terrorists, a terrorist group, etc. But the secret is actually in the symbol of IS. And what IS is a curve, which is the S's, and then a straight line, which is the I. So ISIS is actually not a cognate of something of a feminine, let's say what you would say is just a feminine goddess component. It's actually an androgynous symbol. It's actually a symbol that equates to masculinity and femininity. So the first part of this is I've come to discover that we're actually living inside of the mind. You can call it the overmind. You can call it the hive mind. But it's a mind. It's the mind-based structure, right? And let me elaborate on that a little bit more. You know how in many of the texts it talks about that this is a mind. That's M-I-N-E. That this is a mine, and we are here mining for gold. That's like some of the ancient Sumerian texts that they put the humans here or the Lulu to actually begin to mine the gold, right? And what's actually being referred to is us coming here and then bringing our all-knowing abilities, which is, you know, creating into this reality, which is not infinite. Okay. So you know how they say, oh, there's nothing new under the sun, right? But everything is not here. That's why there's constantly new creations. But where we come from a place that everything is there. So because everything is not here on Earth, that means that there is always a process of trying to get things from the space of everything, or more things from the space of everything, into this mind. But just as a person's mind can never know everything, like you can never know all the knowledge and all the books and all the encyclopedias and all the words, this shows you that you could never put everything into a finite or a limited dimension. So this is, but there's still a lot more to go because there's still room here, right? So in the mind, you have these characters. And these characters are basically, you know, for humans, we would call it the skin suits. But these characters extend out into every single form that you're seeing here. The large mammals, the animals, etc. You could all see as characters in the mind. So when we come into the mind from our all-knowing state, we step into the role of a character. And then the game begins. The play begins. Okay? And this is very interesting because we've already uncovered how a lot of the terminology behind movies, behind creating movies, actors, scripts, also computer programs, scripts, symbols, characters, all these terms are all intertwined. And this is because of the fact that the reality actually is completely connected. But of course, there are things that are, because it's a spiral, right? It's time. So everything is connected. But there are things that are on different parts of the spiral. And you may not think that they're actually connected because they may be so far apart. But the more you learn and the more that you begin to tap into your all-knowing side, the more you're able to defrag a lot of the information that is in experiences that are in your mind. And then you start to make connections. To me, one of the greatest connections is realizing that nothing is as it seems. That every single thing and every single judgment that you have about something can be judged oppositely, or excuse me, opposite by someone else. So this means if somebody says, oh, that's bad, that's horrible to do, someone equally could say, oh, that's great, I love that, right? And the whole reality is set up like that. So everything is really based on our judgment. And that judgment is based on that individual. So what happens is that since we're living in a reality that literally asks us to judge at every single moment, this is our perception. We must use two eyes, which is basically bad or good, and begin to determine what we're seeing in the reality and what we're experiencing in the reality, one from another. So this is what pulls us right away from self, because see, all is self. So if you have to see things as different things, you're automatically out of that space, and you're into the mind where all the separations, all the filing cabinet, if you may, that's where all of that occurs. And that's why when you get into certain states, meditation, whatever, and you start connecting more and more with the truth, you start to really feel and see yourself as all one massive life form. So one of the, you know, me and my good friend, we call them golden calves. One of the golden calves are like the things that they keep in the dimension to really, it's like a trump card, you know, no pun intended. Wonder weapons such as nuclear weapons and pyramids, and you know, these are basically golden calves. These are big concepts and anchor points inside of the consciousness. And one of those major golden calves is actually about the history of what's gone on with woman. Even the word history is to imply that it's about man's past, not woman's past. But there's something interesting about this, because remember, nothing is as it seems. So this means that if you really start thinking about this very deeply, you'll come to understand that, like I said before, these are all characters. So that man body is a character, the woman body is a character, the lion is a character. So all these are characters. So I have to clear that up, because actually, let me do a little disclaimer here. If you're coming here today to figure out which person or thing, place or thing that you can blame, if you're looking for some kind of gratification so that you can pass the buck to something else and say, oh, well, that's the reason. That's the reason why the whole thing is going bad and why I can't get ahead, because someone, and then you want to go ahead and find somebody to blame in this conversation, you might as well stop the recording. Because what we're doing now is we're coming out of duality, out of the dual view of things, and we're going into the all-knowing. And this is like, what you would say is 360 degrees. It's seeing it from every single angle. It's seeing the yin and the yang, the cause and effect. So one of the scenarios that you see with women actually is that in the Eastern traditions right now, the current Eastern traditions, especially Islam, that the woman is veiled. So if you think about that as a symbolism, it's basically saying that the secret that is within the feminine, now remember, these are all characters, the secret that's embedded within this feminine being, which also includes the womb. Men don't have wombs. You know, we have a the homunculus and all these different things, but physical womb for physical planets, we don't have, okay? So now this thing really connects us to something, because when we see that the woman is veiled, what we see is that there's a secret about the woman that's not been told. And as I look deeper and deeper into history, what I find is actually the most alluring character in the entire history is actually going under the motif of the goddess, but is actually the serpent. It kind of goes back to the code of the matrix, that the goddess is the goddess, and the S in itself is a symbol of the serpent. Now, the serpent is the most cunning beast in the field. It basically says that the serpent has the most cunning role in the game, that this character in particular, you would think you figured out everything until you got outsmarted again. Now, it's known to be alluring. It's known to be seductive. Now, this is why woman as the physical body, as just the character in the game, sometimes gets associated even through her movements with the serpent. But truly, the deepest level of the knowledge that you can get from this is actually deeper than the skin. It's in the womb. But even the depth, which is the womb, and even the skin, which is the outside, that's like the alpha and the omega right there. Is all controlled or cognates of the same being, which is actually the serpent. Now, let me break that down a little bit to you a little bit more. So they talk about this rainbow serpent, and we know that anytime that there's a rainbow, that there's seven colors. And then there's two hidden colors, white and black. But seven colors. And in those seven colors, we see that is what comes from the prism. So when we look at, again, the skin, what we find is that you got to go through the etymology to really divine what is the skin of the body actually associated with. And when you go to the Latin, you'll find the Latin word for skin is derma. And then when you go back to the English, because remember, these are all Masonic codes, you get the derma goes back to a dream. So the skin is to suggest that it is part of a dream, and a dream is to suggest that it is an illusion. So it would take a real code breaker, a real decipherist to actually figure this one out. And when you look at it, literally, you find the clues right there that what a person's skin is actually the biggest part of the illusion. Because if I pull this skin off, what would I really see? Like if your friend came in the room right now and he didn't have any, or she didn't have any of her skin or her, his or her skin on, what would you be able to recognize them even? You'd probably catch out of there real fast. It probably would make you afraid, right? And it's because the skin is actually what determines to us right now in this part of the illusion what looks good and what doesn't look good in our own personal species or character group, right? So if a person has really nice shaped skin and it's contoured across the body and everything like that, then what you find is you're like, oh, that person looks good. Right? And that's why we say, oh, it's closer to Phi, which is a spiral, which of course leads us again back to the snake. But I will tell people, you know, there's a difference between snakes and dragons, and that's the wings, but that's another story. So what we're getting into here is we're getting to see symbolism. Like you see Jesus coming out of the mouth of the snake, right? You see that they say that actually we're sheathed inside of the snake in some of the scriptures, even in the Kabbalah. And what this is a reference to is that we're actually, which many people have admitted, that we're inside of the womb. So what we're talking about here is, again, I'm trying to bring the story to you in the form of characters, but you have to see beyond the characters and the symbol. You have to see beyond even the word womb. And as if you understand that word when we say it, to the nuclei and to the amniotic fluid and all these different things, you got to see into that in order to be able to determine what I'm talking about. You can't just see some lady there pregnant with the baby and then say, oh, she's the serpent. And no, that you're not even going deeper than the skin. You're only seeing on the surface. And that's why no one has lifted the veil, because the veil is the skin. The skin is the serpent. Okay. So I'm still driving, so I'm actually multitasking right now, but I got to start the notes on this. I'll go ahead and release these notes. They'll be rough cut, but they'll perfect themselves as always. So what we're talking about here is actually one main character in a play that actually takes on all of the important roles, the inside and the outside. And the way that you know that is that if you look on the outside, and why the skin rules so much right now. Like, remember, serpent skin sheds. So this means that people are constantly changing all the time based on what they see in the mirror. And this is a part of what creates the illusion. This is the shimmering of the illusion. So what you're looking at here is you're looking at how one part or one character in the play takes on the main roles. Okay? Because it's playing a role from the outside and playing a role deeply in the inside. And that role from the outside, as far as the skin is concerned, is taking precedence over all of the other components inside of the system. So let's say there's a heart, let's say there's a spleen, and all those are also planets. But that skin on the outside is actually now, instead of people being imbalanced, they're paying more attention to the skin on the outside rather than what's going on the inside. And that's why a person can eat things. They can eat whatever they want, not even think about whatever is going on inside of their bodies with what they're eating right now. Right. And also they care more about the outside of their body than the inside. As long as the outside is well polished, then, you know, they don't care what they're doing with the inside. Right. They take all sorts of medications and all sorts of different things. They pump the breast up, you know, and everything. This is coming from the main two characters, the male and the female in the play, the main two characters, because see, the male and the female, just because you see a man as a man, there's a feminine side there. And it's just because you see a woman as a woman, there's a masculine side there. And that's Isis. That right there is the I and the S. And that right there is the dollar sign. So this is why when you see this system and the construct and how it's put together, it's all in code, because of course that dollar sign is what really rules that area that knowledge or that secret was used externally in a form of alchemy, which of course is money. So money has the symbol, which is the dollar sign, which is a symbol of the man and the woman, which is a symbol also of the alpha and the omega, which is the symbol of the straight line and the curve, the beginning and the end, which is also the symbol of phi in the Greek alphabet, the circle and then the line through it. Okay? So what we're literally talking about here is we're talking about that a person will get locked into this spiral or never-ending loop, but a loop that appears to end to us, which we call death. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. But they'll lock themselves into that loop by simply looking in the mirror and imagining what they see on the skin is actually really them. And the reason why they actually get locked in the loop and they don't realize what's going on is because, see, there's seven spectrums, two and actually nine. But there's, we'll say for the novices, there's seven colors or seven spectrums that a person can slide through when they're going through the reincarnation process. So if they were green last life and then they come out orange, there's going to be no real recollection of the green life because it's so different. It actually is holding those. There's a barrier between those two, those colors. You know, I'm sure anyone listening to my work has been listening to my work for a long time knows exactly what I'm talking about. But that barrier, it separates awareness. This is like what we call death. So death basically becomes this barrier between our world and the world that that person goes to. But what I'm telling you is that world, that person goes into another color on the seven color spectrum in the prism. And then they don't remember that, hey, I was just another color in that last part, that previous process that I'm calling my past life. Okay. So it turns out then that when many people keep asking themselves the question, like, how did I get here? It turns out that how they got here was they were attracted to this. And then they literally mind fucked it. I know that sounds crazy right now. Some people are like, man, why are you using words? But that's literally what happened. And they created themselves inside of it in a finite form. So meaning that it's just the same way we get here now. Someone becomes attracted to another person. Two poles become attracted. And then you go and do six, which we know is sex. And then all of a sudden you come out in seven, which is basically this prism, right? And then when you're here, it's extremely disorientating for most people because they can't really come to grips with what's happening. The veil, which is the difference between the reality that we're looking at right now versus the reality when you rip the veil. And some, you could do that with certain things. You could do that in meditations. But once you pull back the reality, you start seeing something else. You start seeing codes. You start seeing spirals. You start seeing all these different symbols that are basically the code to how the reality is really working. And the beings that live here are so dense that they're so far away from their limitless potential that all this actually appears solid to them. All this actually appears like something they can't walk through. They become so big and they become so heavy with taking on this weight in their water sack that they can't move. And thus they get into this low vibratory frequency where they want to just hold on to everything. They just want to possess everything, mine. When really the traveler is just really wants only what's on his back, his or her back, or its back. It's not even his or her anymore. Like everything that it needs is all in that it is contained in the smallest possible part. And that's why a lot of these traditions, they're trying to literally speak what goes on internally. And then people get those things confused. They start actually wandering after all these external beings. And, you know, they get lost. And this is because there's an illusionary system here that's very disorientating for most people. And that symbol, that system is cloaked underneath the symbol of the serpent, which is actually a veil of the realization that the feminine force, and this is connects to what I saw and an experience that I was in, the feminine force is actually hingeless. It moves in such a gyrating way that it becomes, we become transfixed. And this is also the waves and the vibrations, the sound. That's why songs really do so much to us and we really get so enthralled by music. Some people so enthralled, it's like a sexual experience. And it's because that's all of what's going on is vibrations that have become so pleasing to us that we've decided to take a break for a while and fall asleep inside of the womb. That's all that's happening. There's nothing good about it. There's nothing bad about it. It transcends that. It is. right? See, because according to most people's perceptions, if this is God's world, then God wouldn't allow anything bad to go on. But bad stuff goes on. So that would either mean that it's good, or that it is, or that is a part of what God is. So when you check it, though, and you realize God's connection in these testaments to the Sumerian gods and all these different connections with basically system controllers who actually push out these myths that run like programs in everyone's consciousness. They always either want to take on the servant role. Some want to take on the Messiah role. Some want to take on, you know, Wooten's role. Some people want to take on, you know, Ifrit's role. I mean, it can go on and on and on as a person keeps trying to choose more characters in the game. And not realize for one moment, because that's the key, when you start to realize in your consciousness, many people access the mind. And this is what's most important. When you start to realize, sometimes you try to, all the time people access the mind, but realization is actually outside the mind. You can't use the mind to realize anything, because once you use the mind to realize something, now you're back in the system and you're using the same tools, the languages and all that stuff that was designed by the vibrations and tones and the waves of the serpent. Okay, then what happens, or just known as Sir, this whole thing, and this is the mind blower. Now, if you can refer to all that as Sir, right, and then you can say, okay, well, Sir is a male. This would then be running exactly like, let's say, in my view, it's a lion snake, like what the cat is. It's a snake, right? And it's a feline or canine or whatever. It's basically a snake and a lion inside of the same body as a cat. That's why the eyes are shaped like that. We've talked about that, right? But now imagine that in human form. And that's why that's the riddle of the Sphinx. That's why the Isis can't lift the veil, blah, blah. It's a big mystery. It's a big secret. Because that's the riddle of the Sphinx, that the Sphinx is really a cognate of this particular being that I'm referring to. And which is the energy, which is the flow. Okay? And, you know, I'm going to take a moment and digress. Remember, this is rough cut stuff. But the gems are actually here, that this is what is really going on. Like, this is thousands of lifetimes, who knows, worth of seeing the whole thing until you see the entire spectrum, right? That's why I say, oh, you gotta really be everything to know everything. Because once you see the entire spectrum, and many of us here have been around quite a few times, then you start saying, wait a minute, you start having deja vu. Wasn't I here before? And, or at least something like this. So, and then it starts to click because you're going back into the all-knowing, and that brings you to a certain level of realization. So what the world is it tries to continue and keep all the secrets away from you so you don't come into awareness, hopefully before the close of your 72 years here on the planet, or whatever it is your orbit is, actually. So to the close of your orbit, or the close of your spiral on the 7 and 9 ringed spiral, where are you at on that position? And when you make a complete turn, it tries to end you right there so you don't realize. See, people, then you're going to come back through the room again, right? You're going to come right back in through the serpent, right? Because this is what's happening. When you come in, like outside of this, you're nothing. You're not a snake. You're not a dog. You're not a lion. You're not anything. But when you come in, let's say when we come into the human body as a spirit first, we come out with organs. We come out with spine. We come out with all of the parts that you're going to need to play the role. You come out with all your costumes and your customs that you're going to need to play the role. And what I'm explaining to everyone here for the first time that I've heard it, you know, all put together, like different people have different levels of knowledge. But this is actually showing us now how it operates. So then we can come to this point of true realization where realizing that, well, at a certain point, you start to come into this knowledge that you don't need to do anything. You need to breathe. You are everything. And this starts to cause weird phenomena to happen in the reality. And I'm experiencing that. I've been experiencing that actually for the last 7 years. And I'm only coming into more and more awareness of what happened. Because I'm bringing all myself into the now. I'm saying this. I don't need to load any more programs. Like if someone says this is what happens in the past. And someone says this is what's going to happen in the future. Because I cannot bring personally those spaces into the now. And on top of that, I haven't experienced any of those personally. I have enough within my experience right now from this last 38 years or however old I am that I've been here. I have enough to power me infinitely off the awareness of what exactly is going on in my consciousness and in my being, and so do you. So I want to say wholeness and balance vibrations. This is going to develop more and more. Check us out at spirittechs.com, spirittechs.com. I got a major meeting going on this Sunday. Instead of just focusing on all this all the time, because remember, we're not computers. We're not just taking in knowledge and then regurgitating. You know, that's, you take in and you push out. That's like a computer waiting for a program. We also are manifestors. We are creators. We are fabricators. We are manufacturers. We are inventors. And that's what's going on at Spirit Tech. So we have a brand new product called Phi Aqua. Teaches people how to program water. Because we're going to just end the game here really fast for the people who are playing with the game shark, playing with cheating us out of our experience. 70% water, okay, so let's start programming that water with what you want. That's Phi Aqua, okay? And then on top of that, we're doing something dynamic. We're creating an entirely new template for how businesses and companies run. We're giving people the opportunity to represent Phi Aqua and get really strong commission so they can get into karma-free wealth. Get into doing things that are going to increase people so you get that in your energy field. We're manufacturing now our own monatomics. And we still have the Spirit Tech Specialist program that allows you to either put a store right on your website, or it allows you to just send a link across Facebook of a product. And if your friends like it, we pay you for what they pay for that product. Simple. And it helps things. It gets people to the point where they're not reliant on this system that won't tell you this. Won't tell you what I talked about in the conversation today. Will take you through all this kind of duality and keep you from the other side. They treat you like the D. Okay, that's why all the diabolical, devilish, distractive, divisional words all begin with D, because it's a half a circle. Like I said, English language, 26 letters, 26 times 2, 52, 52 weeks in a year, one circle. Right? One Anu. They split the sun into 60 parts. That's the ancient myth to repair the world. And the world was already repaired, yet some forgot. That some that forgot is us here now. And now that is no more.